Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure, especially when we get a chance to bring our good friend Andy Goss back on the show. Andy is one of the top monetary experts in the world. He is the expert on gold coins, American gold coins. And he's the author of a number of books, including The World of Money. That's his newsletter, and his books are called The Secret World of Money and Uncle Sam Cooks the Books. And he's our good friend Andy Goss. Welcome back.
Thank you, Jim. Glad to be back.
It's good to have you here. So the Fed met yesterday and today, and everybody believes they're going to continue to raise rates throughout the year. You think this week will be one of them?
No, I think they'll take a breather this week. You got the real good strength in the dollar. Starting since January 9th, I think we hit a high yesterday on the dollar index,
right?
92 and change. So that's kind of doing their heavy lifting for them. But as soon as you see the dollar turn back down, you know, the Fed's going to get nervous again. So I still see three more rate increases this year, just probably not this week. Next one will be next month.
Right. And is how many more this year?
Three more. Yeah, okay. Total of four for the year.
And so, yeah, remind me, if they do three more, what would that get the rate to, the Fed funds rate?
A point and a half. Yeah. Another point and a half up from where we are.
Which is still historically low when you consider any 15-year period in my lifetime.
That's right.
This is historically low.
And it's zero interest rate policy. Really has been a new phenomenon. So a 2% rate, you're right. I mean, if we woke up tomorrow after having been asleep for 10 years, 2% rate we'd think was crazy low.
Well, here's how it manifests in my world out here on Main Street, Andy. 2% Fed funds rate is a 5.5% bank rate. That's the prime, right? That's what we call prime on Main Street. And if you're a small business owner, your rate is prime plus. It's not prime.
Yeah.
It's prime plus because all small business loans are risky. And so 2% Fed funds rate makes prime 5. So if you're a good customer and you got a good balance sheet, you're going to have prime plus 1. You might have prime plus 2. You might have prime plus 3. Even if it was prime plus 3, Andy, that's 8%. You can make a living with 8% borrowed money.
Absolutely. Yeah, 8% money is still cheap, in my opinion. And if you look at the real rate of inflation, which is hovering at 2%, according to what they say, I mean,
right,
it depends which figure you use.
Right.
But the 8%, you're barely paying more than the inflation rate. And I think when you get to the point where you start to think about it, it's still the cheapest money we've seen in our lifetime. And if you're a small businessman or woman and you could use some borrowed money, I would suggest that it's a good time to go out and get it.
And I'm going to throw something else out there that I've commented around this. I've talked about the fundamentals that would cause this, but I've never actually said what I'm about to say. I'm going to say that in the history of Main Street, small businesses have never gotten lower rates against prime. I said a while ago, prime plus 1, prime plus 2, prime plus 3. Andy, if you're a small business today and you made it through 2008, your balance sheet, your cash flow has never been better, and that's what gets you a rate closer to prime.
That's absolutely right. And the competition, obviously, with qualified borrowers being in short supply, people to actually loan money to with a good balance sheet, good cash flow.
Yep.
And, you know, that's a scarcity. So bankers are going to be tripping over each other to get your business.
And let me throw another thing out there. After Dodd-Frank, small banks got lumped in together and tarred and feathered with the big banks, which was a crime as far as I'm concerned, and it really hurt a lot of people, including small businesses. Well, there's legislation. I'm not sure exactly where it is right now. There's legislation in the hopper to completely disconnect small banks from big banks and from a regulatory standpoint. Make them their own regulatory.
And they should be disconnected.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But my point is if that gets done in the next day or week or this year, that will be good news for rates for small businesses.
You know it will. You know, being lumped in with the big banks means that they have to follow all those onerous regulations that make it too expensive to loan money. State banks and small chartered banks,
yep,
you're going to find lead the pack. And if I were a small business looking for a banker, I mean, I'm already at Columbia Bank in New Jersey,
yep,
which is a state chartered bank, very strong.
Absolutely.
And I think that state chartered banks and small community banks are going to do much better than the big banks.
They're a small business's best friend. Andy Garth says we're going to raise rates, but not today. And we'll find out later. Quick break, 20 till. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.